Lord's Hill Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
Good morning, church. It's wonderful to be here. And what a powerful topic we have today. You know, preparing for this message, I realized that the pilgrim's journey is a very important but a very powerful one. And I will start with reading to you a song that my mother used to sing when she prays, especially at midday. She was one of these people who prayed three times a day. She would pray in the morning, midday, and again in the evening. And if I was at home during the day, I sometimes would hear her singing this song. Some of you may know it's a very old song, but I just want to just kind of, you know, and just close your eyes while I just read this song before I go into my message. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friends or life to me. All along life's pilgrim journey, Saviour, may I walk with thee. And the chorus goes, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along life's pilgrim journey, Saviour, let me walk with thee. Verse 2. Lead me through the veils of shadows. Bear me o'er life's fitful sea. And the way to life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Close to thee, close to thee. Close to thee, close to thee. And the way to life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Amen. A pilgrim's journey. The pilgrim means a traveler, literally, who has come from afar, who is on a journey, usually to a holy place. Typically, this is a journey to some place of special significance to the person who takes that journey. And it's usually very important to their beliefs, especially their religious belief. And a pilgrim goes on a pilgrimage, which is a journey that often takes us into unknown or foreign places where we sometimes go in search to understand more about our faith and what that entails. So, Hebrews 11 talk about Abraham. But you know, not unlike Abraham, most of us in this room could say we have experienced a pilgrim's journey, because look where we've come from. We've come from Nigeria, we've come from Ghana, we've come from St. Lucia, we've come from Guyana, we've come from the Grenadines, we've come from Jamaica. Where else have we come from? We've come from, and you know, we've come here to this country. For us, for many of us, from Anu's country, Estonia, she's come to the UK. Yeah, where else have we come from? Bulgaria, you know, Holland, Sri Lanka. We've come from everywhere to this country. And we can say that, you know, for a lot of us, we didn't hear like Abraham, get out of our country. We came because we were seeking something different. We're seeking a different life. It probably was to improve our lives. Some of us came here, and I know, you know, for a lot of the countries, they usually send, you know, people here to study. I know in Jamaica that was a common practice, study to be a lawyer or a doctor, you know, and it's common, that's a common thing for all of us. But look where God has brought us. He's brought us here. Now, when this church was built in 1932, something like that? 1939. Now, those people who built this church, God gave them a vision to do so. But, you know, when we think about Psalm 139, God knew what he was doing. He knew that we were going to be here. And we are here to serve the community that is in this place, from wherever we come from. So that's part of our pilgrim journey. We're here, we're worshiping in this place because God has brought us here. Look where God has brought us. So, Hebrews 11, 8 to 16 and beyond tells us that the pilgrim journey is a journey of faith. And here, Abraham and Sarah is one of the examples. Because, you know, God called them from the country where they were born. And they moved out and went on a pilgrim journey. And God always have a reason. You know, when he called us out from wherever we are, you know, from the life that we once lived, called us to be separate, to be special, to be heirs and joint heirs with God, with Christ. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. When he calls us out, it calls us out for a purpose. Because Abraham went on this journey and God made promises to him. Yeah, that he would fulfill. So here in Hebrew, God is telling us through the writer that faith is important for our journey. Faith is exclusive for our journey because the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So it's a very, very important component of who we are as Christians and to believe. So, in this chapter, the writer talks about champions of faith. And before he got to Abraham, he talked about Abel. Now we know who Abel was, one of the sons of Abraham, who, you know, in a fit of jealousy, his brother killed him. But because he was faithful, his blood cried out to God. His faith became important in that situation. Next, he talked about Enoch. And who was Enoch? Enoch came from the family or the lineage of Seth, again from the generation of Adam. And, you know, Enoch, he was the father of Methuselah, that great man, a patriarch and a prophet and a priest of God. The scripture talked about Noah. Who was Noah? Noah was the grandson of Methuselah, who said, "He will comfort us in labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground which the Lord has cursed." At that time, they had to work extra hard because, you know, of what happened through Adam. But nevertheless, he was counted faithful because he listened to what God had said to him. God told him, make an ark, Noah, because something is going to happen to this world, and you're going to be pivotal. That ark is going to save you and your family. And so we come to Abraham and Sarah. Now, the life of Abraham and Sarah is a long one, but it's one of a journey that God caused Abraham to go on, this long journey. And he started, you know, when his father took him and his wife and his nephew out of the land of Ur, which is now known as Iraq. And they stopped on the way and lived for a long time in a place called Haran. Before Abraham, God said to Abraham, move away from here. I am going to take you to a place that you do not know. And in obedience, he went. And God took him on this journey. God promised to Abraham that I am going to make you great. And through your lineage, the earth will be full of people. They will be like the stars of the skies and the sand of the sea. Abraham became the father of all nations. But there was a time when Abraham doubted God. He doubted God, you know, and he said to God, well, you know, God, what are you doing? You've promised me that I'm going to be the father of all nations, and I haven't even got one child yet. Nevertheless, he believed God. Sarah even tried to jump in when she said to him, you know, go on, have a child by my maid. But he wasn't the heir that God promised to Abraham. And Abraham waited on God. God spoke to him. He believed what God said. So that even when he could not see what was going to happen, he still believed. Faith is the substance of things that we cannot see, but things that we can hope for in God. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, by faith, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was able to become father because he considered God was faithful in his promise. Because from this one man came all descendants of the earth. We are Abraham's descendants. Even though, you know, we're here now, we came from that same lineage. And, you know, sometimes Abraham's legacy is seen in terms of religion, you know, the Christians, the Jews, Islam, all children of God from this one man. Who all of this came about by faith. You know, sometimes when God tells us something, we should listen and act upon it. Because, you know, faith without action doesn't work. If Abraham was not obedient and listened to what God had said to him, I don't know what would have happened. The world would probably be a different place. But he listened, even though he was not sure about what God was telling him. You know, he didn't question it. He just went as God directed him to, because God knew his future. And God made promises to him. He promised him that he will be the father of great nations. He promised that he will get a blessing. He promised that he will have a great name. He promised him that no one can curse him, because whoever curses him, God will curse them. And whoever blesses him, God will bless them. How great is that? How faithful is that? What a reward there is to obedience and abiding faith. Sometimes God will test us, even though we believe in him. He wants to really test how deep is our faith. And he will test us. For Abraham, the test came when God said to him, I want you to sacrifice your only son. You know, and if we're looking at our normal human self, you know, it's difficult to believe. How can God ask me to kill my one and only child? Nevertheless, because he believed God, he did as he was asked, and God provided. This is what faith does. God provides, even in the times of test. And again, God, you know, reiterate his promise to Abraham about who he, God, will make him to be. And he also gave him the whole of the land of Canaan and the lands around it. So not only did he have a dynasty, he had a kingdom which God gave to him. This is the result of faith, beloved. When we believe God, nothing is impossible. When we believe God, we will receive from him what he promises us. You know, I remember, and some of you might remember, some years ago when I was in Jamaica, that Louise contracted, that disease. And I was in Jamaica at the time. She was here and the father was with her. And you know, my sister and I, we prayed, but suddenly I reached out to you, the church here, in faith. And I knew you were praying. I knew you were praying because I got a vision of her. Now, this is something meningitis can kill. Yeah, because it gets into the brain and attacks the brain. But because you were praying, I saw this vision of my daughter walking in this beautiful garden, healthy, strong, and fit. I knew you were praying. I knew you believed God for her. And this is just one of the testimonies of what God did in this church through your faithfulness. So this is just to remind you to keep believing God. Look where God has brought us. Now Louise, she has found her purpose in God. She's been the worship leader here for what, 6 years? Not only did she be the worship leader, but she had a wonderful husband, a gorgeous child. You know, as a result, you prayed. You prayed. So this is just to remind you, there are many things here that has happened. Many people in this church got healing because you believe. Keep believing. God is here with us, but we can't stop believing. You see what we're going through now? It can be a test for us. We have to keep believing God. Because, you know, going back to prayer, prayer with faith works. Let us continue to pray while we are here, experiencing this pandemic, because God is in it. And I'm so glad this morning that we prayed for the government, because God is in charge. God is in control, and he can control what they do, the decisions they make. And we've got to keep believing that. Never stop believing. Exercise your faith in God in our journey, in our pilgrim journey today. Because we will always be tested. And there are many things, you know, that will happen. And one of the things that happened during Abraham's journey, you know, God made them wealthy. They got very, very... That's the other thing, you know. God will provide for us. It doesn't matter what happened. God will provide. He made Abraham and Lot, his nephew, he gave them wealth, riches. So much so that there was a dispute between Abraham's and Lot's herdmen. And, you know, Abraham, when God gave him, he said, now choose, Lot, where you want to go, because God has given us this. Choose which, where you want to go. He went, they part company, and Abraham stayed where he was in Canaan, whilst Lot went towards the east in the plains near Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, it happened that there were five kings in one place and four kings in Sodom. Five kings in a place called Sidim. And in Sodom and Gomorrah, there were four kings. And these kings, they had some dispute and decided that they were going to fight each other. So the four kings, you know, they had victory over the five kings. But during the process, these kings, they went and they kidnapped Lot, took him away, took the people away from where they were. And Abraham got wind of it, that his nephew was captured, you know. And, you know, when God blesses you, he blesses you for every situation. On this journey, on this pilgrimage journey, God blesses you for every situation. Because God gave Abraham such wealth of people, of cattle, you know, he had everything. He formed an army and went and rescued Lot. Now, you know, we will fight battles. This could be one of the battles that God, you know, is showing us that we can get through this if we trust him. Abraham went and he rescued, he fought against the people who took his nephew. And not only did he rescue his nephew, but he rescued everything they took, including the people. We will have to fight battles. It's not an easy journey, the pilgrim's journey. It's not an easy, God didn't tell us it was going to be easy. Yeah? He didn't. And when Abraham came back from the battle, he met Melchizedek. And Melchizedek prayed a blessing over him. He said, blessed be the God of Abraham, most high creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hands. God provides. He empowers us to win this journey, to win this battle. Keep believing that. Our faith will always bring us closer to God. And there are some great testimonies in here of faith that the same passage writes about. You know, the faith of people like Moses and Joshua and Jacob and Isaac and Joseph. The faith of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of Rahab. You remember Rahab? Saved the spies. And because of her faith, she was saved. Her and her family were saved. Never mind Samuel, the prophet, and David, who writes Psalms 139. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God knew me before I was even formed. And not only did he know me then, but he knew my future. He knew where I'd be. And he delivers me from all my fears. Let us believe God. Let us walk in faith in this pilgrim journey, because it's going to take us to that place. Don't forget that we're children. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. He has made us his children. And this is one of the promises of God. And through Abraham came Jesus, the Savior of the world. God knew what he was doing. He has a plan for all of us. Let us find our purpose in him, because he is faithful and he will reward our faith. So, in chapter 12, it brings together what we as people of God, as children of God, should always remember. And chapter 12, verses 1 to 4 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Joseph, and all the others, Noah, Abel. These are witnesses of faith. These are champions of faith who believed in God. Since we are surrounded by them, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that can so easily wrap us up and entangle us, and let us run with preservation or perseverance the race that is marked for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God, the right hand of the throne of God, where he's praying for us every day, interceding to God on our behalf, because we are protected. Let us live in faith, walk in faith in this pilgrim journey. God bless you.
We trust that you have been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you have heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.